This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Bill's jokes still to come. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. Right now, we are joined by 200-game St Kilda star who will be running the tan this Sunday in support of mental health. It's Stevie Baker.
Our next guest played over 200 games for the Saints, and he might have played 300 if he wasn't getting suspended all the time.
I think the AFL sort of picked on me a bit, and I went to the tribunal 15 times and got 15 guilties.
He's a St Kilda cult hero and a man opposition players dreaded playing against. Please welcome Stephen Baker.
Hey, add it in for you, Bakes. 15 guilties.
15.
Good little intro.
15 guilties.
Yeah, I remember Mike Sheehan on Open Mic said you were the only player to get 15 appearances and 15 guilties. So I left my mark on the game, but I think four of them are in one game with Stevie Johnson. So
oh, yes.
Four in one.
My man, picking on poor old Stephen.
I saw him on the weekend, down in Myrtleford, and I think we've agreed to have a whack on at some stage in the boxing ring.
What does that mean?
I just posted it yesterday on my Instagram.
In the boxing ring,
amicable off the field, but once we're going to cross the...
You wouldn't be in the same weight division.
No. Steve-O's lost a bit.
No, he was looking all right, and he reckons he's got me with the long jab, so that could be interesting, but that's something for the future.
Three and zip they are, the Pigeons, Yarrawonga, going all right. What were you doing up there?
I was doing a talk, sort of a mental health talk for Myrtleford. Got invited up there and spoke at their luncheon.
Talk about it. What is it called?
Build Grit. So I've been doing talks, travelling around. Had a bit of a tough time after losing Warnie, being good mates. Yeah. And so I just speak about how I got through that, battling a bit of depression and using sort of my grit strategies, which is gratitude, resilience, inspiration and teamwork that anyone can apply. So I sort of just talk about my dark times, how I got through them sort of sharing it with the clubs.
So you did go through depression because you and Warnie were tight. A lot of people wouldn't know this, Jim. But you went to a couple of parties and Stevie Baker was number one. We used to have a couple of good New Year's Eve parties.
We did. Ooh. It was very sad because I was obviously waking up every day and Warnie and I got along like a house on fire, and it was just laughs every day. Mm. And we had some great plans. I think the year he passed, we had three trips planned. I remember saying about a week before he died, it was my most exciting year I'd had for ages, and it was just gut-wrenching, and sort of go belly laughing with someone every day and playing poker and traveling, and then just
loving life.
Yeah. It was just exciting being his good mate. So it was very, very sad couple of years.
So good on you for doing that. That's fantastic, mate. Yeah. Do you get back to Colac much? Are you a Colac boy, of course?
I do. I go back every couple of weeks to annoy Mum. Mum's on a property there. My brother's there with his fam, and got all the South Colac boys. I did a talk back there a couple of weeks ago, and that was great. So love getting back to the old Colac.
Yeah, exactly.
My son was in the audience just recently, youngest. Because you went and spoke to the Halebury boys.
I did. Lloydy got me down there, and so it was great.
Well, and hopefully he was listening because he needs a bit of the resilience lessons.
Maybe
kids do.
And you should go along and just have a listen. And listen, because you don't like to listen.
Why would I need resilience, Fat? I have shown resilience over the last 14 years working with you.
I can finish it.
No one has ever had more resilience. But he said it was great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've been talking at a few schools, and that's the message is effort beats talent. So I talk about growing up as a bit of a troublemaker and not very skillful kid, and then making the AFL. So I've sort of got different talks for different... age groups.
203 games, by the way, and tough and hard. You knew you played on this bloke. Yep. And one of my good blokes, and good mate, Stevie J, we're talking about him. Geez, you gave it to him one day, didn't you, poor old Stephen?
Well, I think it was a bit of both ways. Yes. I think we had a good battle in the 2009 grand final.
Yes.
And I think he held a grudge, and I wanted to get him again. And, the word got around in the media that we were going to whack on in the next game, and that's exactly what happened. We were at it before the siren, and I say that he broke his hand on my face. He reckons he did it in another way, but I reckon he broke it on my head. I got the footage.
But go back, because you saw him rubbing his hand.
Exactly.
Because he had a sore hand. And so you just gave that a nice little whack a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of hundred times. That was But I got told the story that he knew his hand was gone, and he went up to the club doctor at three quarter time. And I love that story. That's what made him my favourite player. And he said, "How many weeks have I got?" And the doctor said, "I'm going to miss four or five." And he just looked over at me and just said, "I'm going to get that little baker." And he came out, and I was standing behind him, pulling his underarm hairs out and standing on his ankles. And then I just wasn't expecting it. The big back elbow bang. 8 stitches, my eye closed over for a whole week, and so he got me better. But I remember saying, "I'll look after you in the tribunal after the game." I said, "Don't worry, I'll look after you." And I got reported 4 times, 12 weeks, 9 with an early plea, and he gets 3 weeks. I was like, the tribunal did not like me at all. So,
would you say you're pulling out his underarm hairs?
Yeah, it was like,
who does that?
Well, I had a few moves which happened where there was one move I got hit on the back of the elbow one day, and it made my arm go dead. So I thought, oh, that's a good move. So I whacked him in the back of the elbow a couple hundred times, and then and I had my shoulder taped one day, and I accidentally pulled out some underarm hair, and I just went, holy shit, that hurt. That hurts. And then, so every chance I get bottom of a pack or underarm, I rip out a bit of hair and just puts them off their game a little bit.
Yep. Oh, I remember talking along similar lines to Alex Ashenko once, big, tough, bloody Russian ruckman. And he said one of his favourites was at a boundary throw-in. He used to get his thumb like that and go up into the armpit of the opposing ruckman and just push it up as hard as you could.
No.
You wait till someone does that to you. He said, you can't operate. Your arm just goes all weird. I said, Russian, how'd you work that out? He said, just the tricks you pick up. That would never occur to me.
How's that happened to you?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Steve, you stick around.
Yep.
I want to talk to you about you played in an incredible era with the Saints, but there's one particular individual that we loved on Triple M. I'm going to ask you about the tip rat Milne.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you have in golf? Is it a mug of it? Anyway, Ramsey.
Mulligan, is that what you mean?
St Kilda legend Stephen Baker has stuck around and he's running the tan this weekend in support of mental health, JB.
What an era you played in, mate. You should have won a flag with that team. It was an incredible St Kilda team. Nicky Dowell and BJ Goddard, Lenny. Joey Montagna, Riewoldt. Lenny Hayes, Nick Riewoldt.
Yep.
Unbelievable team, but my man, the Tip Rat, was my favourite. I absolutely loved the way he used to go about it. Do you still catch up with him? Where's he at?
Still catch up. We've caught up. He got me down for a talk at his footy club at Bowie. So, we catch up every couple of weeks. Caught up for we call ourselves the Awesome Foursome, me, Lenny, Troy Swartz and Milne.
Four. That's good.
Yep. I was going to think, should I probably forget one here?
There's going to be two of them called the Awesome Foursome.
No, so we still catch up and, all the boys, the main mob catch up every prelim, make sure we have a beer and catch up. So, it was a great era, but we got very close. There was a couple of games, obviously the draw, and we're a draw with Geelong, Billy Your Mob, with a couple of minutes to go, and they got a couple late, and a little toe poke, and Milne's bounce, and
Tomahawk hit the goalpost.
That would have been handy if we had the goal in the vision these days. But it was obviously shattering not to get one, but the memories playing together in a grand final and running out in front of 100,000 people. Little kid from colic, I was happy.
And Ross, of course, back at the club now.
Yes.
Catch up with him ever?
Yeah, we do. He comes to a few of our catch-ups, and I went down the club a couple of months ago, and it was just weird seeing all the boys.
Yeah.
And the Goddard, the Hayes, Harves. Cozzy was down there doing some work. So it was weird. It was a weird vibe, but it was a good
vibe.
What
a nuts setup, by the way. We were talking about Fred in the last break. Yeah. He's in the Sandy Dragon squad, so they do a lot of work down at RSEA. It's incredible.
I know. And looking back, we were down at Seaford back in the day.
You didn't
like
that, did
no.
you?
No, I didn't like that.
No, did anyone like it?
No one liked it.
No one liked it. We can say it now. I hate it. I reckon it cost us a flag. Instead of all being around Moorabbin where everyone was living and we used to go back to each other's houses after training and then all of a sudden we're driving an hour every day to training and sitting in traffic, it did put a bit of a bad dampener on things. But no excuses. But Seaford was shit.
Stephen Baker, you're hearing from here. Now, why, Stephen, are you running the tan this Sunday, 21st of April?
Running the tan, we've done it. I've done it the last couple of years. Obviously, the support mental health. There's a lot of charities that get involved. And I took on Husey last year thinking, I'll run him off his legs. But he absolutely gave me a flogging last year.
He can run.
So, this year we're going to get back down there and give it another crack. And, there's a lot of people getting behind it. You know, Brownie, Archie Thompson, a lot of people getting down there and having a crack. And I heard, Billy, you might be coming down.
I'll come down and watch.
Come down and watch. Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Billy lives basically on the 10, but doesn't know it's there.
Yeah. There's a running track there somewhere, Jim. But yep. Now the 10 is...
Goes by his house.
Straight past his house.
No, I'm not straight past. You've got to go a little bit. 3.8 Ks.
Yep.
The record is held by Buster Mottram.
Mottram, yep.
Mottram.
10 minutes and 8 seconds.
Ooh. Okay.
AFL VFL, the record is Phil Carman.
Oh, fabulous.
Fabulous. 11 minutes 17.
Jeepers.
And wow. Mark Blitzarves, 11 minutes 19.
Wow.
What does Stevie Baker run it in?
I was 17. I think I just broke 17 minutes.
That's all right.
Not great. I've had a hip replacement and a few little operations, so I'm...
A hip replacement? You're running around that?
Yeah, I've had a hip replacement, so I have a crack. I'm going to try and beat my own record. I don't try and judge myself against anyone else except myself and just have a crack. I'm going to try and beat my last time.
So anyone can come along Sunday?
Anyone can come along. Yep, I think you might have to register. It's the Sunday, is it 21st?
This Sunday.
This Sunday. So, get down and take me on if you want.
Runthetan.net.
I've got a bit of paper here that says, there's a couple of things written on here that I don't believe.
Yes.
It says here, Stephen had no idea how to get to Marvel Stadium.
I believe it.
His whole career he had to get someone to drive him. Is that true?
That would have been from Milne, was it?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, because I always got, being a country boy, I hated driving in traffic. So I'd always got to live with someone for like years, maybe a decade. And then one day Milne goes, would you even know how to get to the ground? So I got put in charge of driving and no one was allowed to tell me which way to go. And I went the wrong way. I went the wrong way. And they were right. I think it was like a $50 bet on it. And I was literally trying to get there and couldn't remember. But it shows how observant I am.
It's funny. So it says here, same with booking flights or airports. Are you used to just follow everyone else?
Yes. And that's something I've had to learn with flying around doing a few of these talks. It's very hard to get used to doing things for yourself. But
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
You do get babied in the AFL structure. Even with doing your tax. I thought they'd magically done itself for 5 years, so I was a bit behind.
Your great mate and I obviously used to play with Brendan Julie, and he was exactly the same. He retired and then just walked up to the gate, and the guy said, where's your boarding pass? And he goes, what are you talking about? White thing you need to get on, mate. He never thought about it.
I'm not that bad. No,
Bairstow, Mark Bairstow had no idea. Yeah. I said, I book a flight. He said, all right, Ansett. I said, mate, Ansett went
don't
under.
Exist anymore.
They went 15 years ago, Toby, I reckon they went under. They're just hopeless. For a lot of them are. Back in our day, I think we're pretty well. I think they're a bit better
now. I wasn't the only one. Thank you.
No. Hey, do you still love watching the footy?
Still love it, I don't love watching the footy, but I still watch it. So now my mates have stopped playing, it's sort of, I'm not that as interested, but still watch the Saints, get behind the boys, and Carlton are my second favourite team now, and don't mind watching those boys. I did a talk for Carlton a couple of weeks ago.
You do a lot of talks. If you wanted Stephen Baker to come to your club, how do we get you?
Buildgrit.com.au.
Beautiful. Buildgrit.com.au.
That'd be great. Appreciate it.
Hey, good on you, mate.
Great to see you, mate. Yes. You were one of the toughest bastards any of us saw play the
game. Still is. Have a look at those.
I know. Look, you're still playing white, by the look of you.
Look at those fingers,
Jim.
Your
fingers are bugging.
They've been in the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah. You weren't far off when you played.
Sorry?
You wouldn't be far off playing weight.
No, actually, I did a bit of training. Trained for an Ironman and completed that last year, so that was just something that...
With a hip replacement.
With a hip replacement, that was part of the Bill Grit story, but you'll have to book a talk to come and hear the story.
Great to see you, Stevie. Thanks for
Legends, thanks for having me on, guys.
Stephen Baker on The Rush Hour. Buildgrit.com.au if you want to book Stevie in to chat to your sporting club or workforce. It's The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.